I think this would be the perfect place to go if you're looking for something. If you're a Northwestern student that's looking for something somewhere nice to go, but you don't want to pay a ton of money because of like the Northwestern menu, yeah. I think that this would be like the perfect place to go to.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of Bite Size Banter. My name is Kevin, and this podcast was born out of my love to hear myself talk and my love to eat. And today, to kick off our first episode, we have a very special guest.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lily, and I'm so excited to be here. I also love to eat, and I also love to talk, so this is going to be fun.
We'll be talking about Koi, which is a restaurant in Evanston. So pop in your AirPods and get ready for some of our bite-sized banter. From the Daily Northwestern, I'm Kevin Hu.
And I'm Lily Bannister.
Welcome to the first episode of Bite-Sized Banter, the podcast where we talk about all things food. So, Lily, any thoughts?
I thought it was fantastic. It was very good. I mean, I got the Thai tofu curry. I'm vegetarian, and so I had a lot of tofu here in Northwestern, and it was good to finally have some tofu that was good, that I enjoyed eating. It was delectable. It was soft. If you're a vegetarian, I would highly or even if you're not a vegetarian and just want, I don't know, food, mm-hmm. I would highly recommend the Thai curry tofu.
Yeah. And it was also, like, a pretty good price with, like, the student menu.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The student menu, like, all the entrees were, like, $10, and then the starters, which included, like, sushi, were, like, $5. So I ended up getting, like, Thai curry tofu and a roll, like a sushi roll, for like $15 total.
Which is a great deal.
Which is a very good deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought the food was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have some good like Chinese food around Evanston. And I thought it was really interesting how like the menu was organized. Yeah. Like it was like organized by like regions of China, which I don't think you see that often. And I mm-hmm. thought that was pretty cool. I got this like stir fry, like squid and beef thing. I thought it was okay. I expected it to be spicier. I thought it wasn't the most authentic to that specific region because it was like grouped under this region in China. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was that authentic to that region, but it was still like good food. I wouldn't say it's like it was bad. It just, one, I guess I wish it was spicier. There's like a general theme across restaurants.
Of just kind of a little bit not spicy ever.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, but other than that, it was really good.
Yeah.
I thought something also, like, I guess it's kind of, like, across Chinese restaurants, just Evanston, it's, like, a lot of, like, random things as well. Like, I know you got, like sushi, which is, like, not something.
I'm
from California, and it's, like, not something you see in Chinese restaurants, like, around LA and stuff. Mostly, like, Chinese restaurants there, it's, like, one, like, type of Chinese cuisine, and it's, like, just focused on that. Like, it's probably overgeneralizing, mm-hmm. but, like, it's definitely more focused on, like, specific things in Chinese cuisine, whereas, like, here, like, in restaurants, there's, like, Chinese food, there's, like, Thai food, I think you got, like,
yeah, Korean, I got, like a Thai sushi, tofu curry,
is,
like, yeah.
You never see that.
Oh, ooh,
which is, like, interesting. Yeah, okay, this is, a, like, a very niche question.
Okay.
But, like, thoughts on the rice? Because I'm, like, a big rice. Like, you can tell how good a restaurant is by how good the rice is.
I thought the rice was good. I liked the rice. But I wouldn't say I'm a rice connoisseur.
Okay.
So it's, like, my only thing is that I thought the rice was, like, sometimes I like to, like, just eat rice. Uh-huh. And I felt like this rice, I couldn't just eat this rice. Mm-hmm. But I still, like, ate it and liked it. Uh-huh. What are your thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah. Honestly, not the biggest fan of the rice. I thought it was kind of... Okay, it's, like, very hard to describe.
Okay.
It was, like, kind of, like, mushy. It was, like, uh-huh. overcooked. It was,
okay.
Like, I like my rice to be, like, individual grains.
Mm.
And, like, it just kind of felt like one blob, which not the biggest fan of.
There you go.
But, yeah. The rice was kind of a flop, but other than that, the food was pretty good. So, yeah, any thoughts on the service or, like, the ambiance?
I thought that we went at, like, 5:30, so it was still light outside. And I think this is the type of place you should go, like, at night, because, like, they had a lot of cool lighting and stuff. And, like, we were there when the sun was going down, and it started to get, like, the ambiance was, like, a lot cooler and cooler.
It was so cool. Like, just walking
it was,
in,
yeah.
Like, the vibes.
Oh, and at the end, they gave us fortune cookies and then these other cookies, and... one of our friends, she didn't like the cookie, but I loved the cookie. The cookie was bomb. The cookie was so good. It was like buttery and sweet and a little bit salty. And I was like, ooh, this is delicious.
Like the checkbook.
Oh, yeah.
It was a literal book.
Yeah.
Which was iconic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was very chic. Yeah. It was very chic. I felt very fancy. It was pretty full even at, like, 5:30. Like, there were a good amount of people there.
Most important question.
Mm-hmm.
Scrumptious or not?
Scrumptious. Definitely scrumptious. For sure.
Yeah, I would agree. Aside from the rice.
Aside from the rice.
Aside from the rice.
I didn't care about the rice. Like, I found the rice was pretty good. So if you're not, like, a rice fiend, then, like, I don't know if you would care as much.
Okay, yeah.
But if you are a stickler for rice, I guess don't go to Koi. But okay, Kevin, would you go back?
Oh, definitely.
I think
the menu is just so big.
Yeah, like, that's very
such,
true.
Like, a diverse option of food. So, like, yeah. I have to go back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was, like, a million billion things on the menu.
Yeah.
Kevin took, like, 20 minutes to figure out what he wanted, and the server kept on coming back. He came back like 4 times. He was very nice. The service was very good. Yeah. He was very, very nice. I really liked him a lot.
Yeah. And like on the service, like it was great service. Like, like they're very attentive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They came back like 4 times.
Even though every time Kevin didn't know what he wanted. I have problems with decision making, especially with a menu that's literally like.
It was like a Cheesecake Factory menu.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bite Size Banter. This episode was reported and produced by me and Lily Bannister. The audio editor of the Daily Northwestern is Carlotta Angelillo, and the digital managing editors are Sonia Demova and Micah Sandy, and the editor-in-chief is Jacob Wendler. Make sure to subscribe to the Daily Northwestern's podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud to hear more episodes like this.